USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina just after 7:30 a.m. local time this morning. Over 400,000 people are without power, and former FEMA director Michael Brown says now you can expect to see lots of flooding.
Because you have all this saturated land in the Carolinas, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. And I think what most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
Millions of people evacuated from North and South Carolina, but not this resident of Wilmington, North Carolina.
At this point, I'm just riding out whatever they throw at my way and hope it works out for the best, but the storm's pretty intense right now.
Thursday, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos criticized President Trump and urged him not to, quote, demonize, unquote, members of the press. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Elizabeth Smart says she's shocked her abuser is about to be released. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Elizabeth Smart pleaded Thursday with authorities in Utah to reconsider releasing one of her kidnappers, 64-year-old Wanda Barzi.
Do I believe that she is dangerous? Yes, but not just to me. I believe that she is a danger and a threat to any vulnerable person in our community.
Smart was held captive for 9 months in 2002 when she was just 14 and repeatedly raped by Barzi's husband, Brian David Mitchell.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel plans to create a task force to consider launching a universal basic income program for Chicago families. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, he's not a big fan of this idea.
But this idea of a guaranteed income where you just hand people checks, no accountability, no real understanding of what they use the money for, you move people not to a government check, you move them to a paycheck.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Before we know it, the flu season will be here. Now, this is the time when you're supposed to be getting your flu shots. Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds us and says everyone really should get a flu shot.
So flus, we're right at the beginning of the flu season, and the best advice I can give anyone is, unless it's contraindicated for you, get your flu shot. I'm getting my flu shot. My family members get their flu shots every year. Get your flu shot. It's the best thing you can do. And then once we get into the season, just follow good hygiene, good proper hygiene. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, cough properly. Basic protections are the best thing that you can do, but get your shot.
Azar was then asked about what sort of flu season we can expect this year.
It's hard to tell. What we do, and I monitor this very closely with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we monitor what's happening in the southern hemisphere in terms of disease activities, because it works basically north-south in terms of seasonality on the flu, so we watch what's going on in the southern hemisphere. We're seeing patterns right now that are quite comparable to annual patterns. We've designed the flu vaccine with the strains in it to meet what's going on in the southern hemisphere. So we certainly hope it will be well targeted towards that, but it always provides some effectiveness over getting no shot.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1901 when President William McKinley died after being shot by an anarchist in Buffalo, New York. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.